Manifested live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Make it make sense.
With Ayanda Nyati.
Make it make sense. I love this because I can identify with this. Are we misusing psychology terms in everyday languages? In the last 10 years, our general awareness around issues of mental health and psychology have greatly increased around the world thanks to the spread of information, the digital age, and popular culture. And I know most of us didn't even know what mental health was. You know, when you had a child who was a bit slow, maybe quiet in the township, but hello, mam tagatile lo, slow.
Yeah, I was slow. We're using the word slow.
Yeah, we didn't know what it was. But I think, and obviously us misusing words, like ukhomutso ne, can say something awesome now. Ne? Someone will write on Twitter like a legend. I'm like,
how?
Then. True. Ayanda, we're misusing so many words. Your money that you just got paid, I'm a debit orders out till then you start saying you're depressed. Doesn't depressed Kanjan? Yeah, like how?
Depression.
Because I want a 400 rand but if federal police, we're using so many words, we're just misusing you for the sake of just having a conversation.
Yeah. Do not learn. That has to be one of the top words used loosely.
Yeah.
Narcissist and being triggered.
Yeah.
Those must be on the high. If there is a table of some sort, they are ranking number one and two, or they are competing for number one. Because, wow.
100%. If I try to align certain things, suddenly I've got OCD, which is a genuine condition people have. But obviously, being neat doesn't equate to that. So, yeah, guys, today we're honing in on the importance of language. Language sometimes triggers wars.
Yeah.
Sometimes it completely tanks economies. It is very important as far-reaching implications. But today, we're hoping to take a more clinical kind of look at this particular issue and bring in our expert, Kitumetsi Sinosi. She's a clinical psychologist and joins us now live on the line. Kitumetsi, welcome to Drive 959. It's great to have you with us. And, you know, we use these buzzwords all the time. But, of course, in the world of psychology where you work, they have such a great meaning, you know. Perhaps let's just start with understanding why this is happening. Why do you find sometimes we exaggerate in this way and end up misusing these terms?
Good afternoon. It's lovely to be there. Thank you for having me, guys. One of the things that I can think is not being well-informed, that people are overusing the words and not being able to differentiate between a descriptive word and a diagnostic word. And that is one of the challenging things we see when we speak to people who would like assistance from a psychological point of view. The general interaction on social media where people are just using a word because they think it means something else.
Absolutely. And perhaps it's also worth just understanding the correct context in which some of these words should be used. Perhaps let's just pick one or two of them. So trauma, for example, when is it appropriate to say somebody is traumatized or an experience has been traumatic?
So before we can do that, let's start with defining what trauma actually means. So trauma is a person's experience of psychological distress that results from an event that was overwhelming and the person did not have the capacity to digest this emotionally. So when I speak of psychological distress, this can be anything that is perceived as threatening or harmful to oneself, something that causes a lot of anxiety, overwhelming kind of anxiety, not just simply fear. And it's also something that could have potentially led to death. So that's what trauma means. So if someone experiences trauma, then it was an overwhelming situation. Sometimes physical things can also result into trauma. So I may see something, an external something, like let's say I see someone being shot, and that can cause me to feel traumatized because I've just seen firsthand someone experiencing a life-threatening thing, and that causes me trauma.
And triggered? I know that's a term that's just been thrown around, especially like in the advent of woke culture. You know, we often say, oh my gosh, that really triggered me. But what's the appropriate use of that term?
So trigger has there's a trigger on the gun, but then in the psychological platform, we use the word trigger as something that causes a response that opens up to your traumatic experience. So it is an involuntary thing that happens in front of you that you cannot control, which leads or takes you back to a past experience where you were traumatized. So one can be triggered because of something they see that is overwhelming, not simply just uncomfortable. And this is very serious because it's something that hinders the continuation of life. So whether you're at work, whether you're at school, when you're triggered, it is so debilitating that you cannot continue in the present moment. So it can look like something like a panic attack. It can look like freezing in the moment. So it can look like anything in relation to an association, whether it is a sound, so that a sound would be an auditory trigger, whether it's a visual trigger, can be something you see. So when you think about all your senses, it can be something you smell, something you taste, that can trigger you and take you back to an incident that caused you a traumatic response.
Sure. I can already imagine many listeners who are obviously taking part in our discussion saying, but guys, it's not that deep. You know, we use these languages or these words all the time. Sometimes you want to throw in a hyperbole there just for effect. We have comedians in the house. This is what they do. You know, what's your response to that?
It's very deep. I think just differentiating between an exaggeration. So am I simply exaggerating how intense this feeling is, or am I actually retelling how debilitating the thing is? So when we speak about a trigger in the psychology point of view, we're talking about such a debilitating thing that this person would need external, whether it is therapy, whether it is someone else who's there to help the person, and then they cannot often get themselves out of that situation. Whereas if I'm just saying, I heard someone mentioning about debit order. Yo, I'm so depressed. The debit orders took something out of my money and I don't have money right now. You're just simply feeling low versus clinically being depressed where it's severe and it needs intentional assistance. Whereas with your debit orders that have depleted your account, you know that you just work and then next month you're going to get more income.
And let me just ask this one question as we wrap it up. I think there's another word that is used quite loosely, which is narcissism or you're being narcissistic. What is that exactly? Because of the time when you see it, especially with the cancel culture, work culture that Ayanda mentioned, there's a lot of diagnosis of people who are allegedly narcissists.
So it goes back to language. It goes back to, are we describing a behavior or are we diagnosing? So narcissism is explained as an extreme self-involvement or a degree where a person may enjoy the attention for themselves all the time and not really care about the other people. But when it comes to diagnosing narcissistic personality disorder, then that is more of a disorder that comes with the inability to even have empathy or the inability to even care about the other person. So when we're describing it as someone who just is full of themselves versus someone who is not even able to see what their behavior of being full of themselves does to other people. So the lack of empathy, the lack of awareness, the poor emotional intelligence that comes with it.
No names mentioned.
So, Glenn and Skumba, apparently are not narcissists.
No names mentioned.
I thought no names mentioned. But here we are. All right. Kitumeti Sinosi, thanks very much indeed for speaking to us. Kitumeti is a clinical psychologist.
Thank you. I'm so traumatized. The headlines are 6 minutes away.
What?
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
I mean, one way that I use loosely nje anxiety nasendlini already nje uvela kuye ningamcela imali nomphathise anxiety not ukuthi sifuna ukuphathise anxiety but kumele kwendakale 1 2 3 so yeah lelo gama.
Anxiety makes sense. I think I also sometimes I'm anxious now. Mm. What are you doing?
Mm.
You're giving me anxiety.
Because you're going to have cake.
I mean, that thought alone evokes such so many emotions.
Are you triggered?
I'm triggered. I'm anxious. I am actually borderline depressed.
Oh my. So, you guys are acting as if you're not using these words, ne?
They are.
Are they?
Hmm?
Oh, yeah, but different. Are they? Oh,
they are.
Okay.
Oh, they are. Hey, they are.
They are.
Yes, man, Kumangama, words that I misused. Nkumo was at a recent event, Sigu vacation, a cousin Yambela Funaguti, by am body shame, ati, defamation of character. Interesting, Shaga, no, I call you. Just because Matus do lamas of defamation of character. Yo.
You know what, for me, yo, there's a word, I'm stressed. Yeah. That word is used so loosely. And I always ask people, guys, come on. You're not stressed, man. You just don't have money or whatever the situation is. But stress, No. We must stop using this word so loosely. Man.
That is why, guys, I am so wary of people just using names, words, and you know, if it means something different. And you know, when we do slang or whatever, it might mean it might have a different meaning. So, I try, like, yo, people that know me will tell you, because I want the real meaning. So, if it's a long trouble, especially they broke, abantu broke, let's just cut umuntu opatele, ama bills, unogudla, everything. Maruho kurumutu broke, guys, in aibo. So, please, guys, let's use the right words.
You know what? The crazy thing is that most of these conditions that we describe are actually serious medical conditions.
Mm.
And the more we use the words loosely, the more we dumb down or nullify the actual meaning of the word. So if you are scared about something and you just say, yo, kinali engza. Kana ikibizwa engza, ya no, it's a anxiety. Ki engza. You know, you... Kwena jenzine? Because I think that, you know, we miss the meaning of the real words. And the day that you are now diagnosed with a serious, it will look like wadlal.
Yeah, I mean, I also
look like wadlal.
I love the first one where a family is on holiday, someone has been told that you're overweight, or I.
Defamation.
Do you know how many people growing up? But I don't know sugar.
Yeah,
we will diagnose you, Tina. Yeah. That's another thing about us. We'll tell you what I do. When well, no sugar again. That's why you are not was a lab.
The era of social media, nothing more dangerous.
Defamation of character.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
The word that frustrates me more than anything, is the word like. It is used so loosely, no longer to compare. When you describe something, everybody just says like I said. For misusing that word.
I mean, I think office in led to Ikama stages are cool. It's unconsciously incompetent.
What?
I suka everything. I am consciously incompetent. You don't know what you don't know.
How can you be competent when you're
unconsciously incompetent?
Yes.
Unconsciously means faint.
Yeah.
So,
and how are you going to be competent?
Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Unconscious.
How can you compete? Yeah, that's why I was saying, how can you compete?
No, I'm asking. But what you unconscious? I'm offending.
Back shying left.
Wow. You're too literal.
I'm asking a question.
Unconsciously incompetent feels like a person who's ignorant.
So offending, but sometimes I'm offending. Oh, yeah, so incompetent.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Bopena, San Bonan, that's your face on your clan and the door at Lope or two Saran Peel.
Make it make sense.
With Ayanda Nyati. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.